2nd of June, 1940. I managed to take Olive into Cambridge on Saturday for the first time. But by Jove, it was nerve-wracking. The streets are so narrow and crowded, and the cyclists so incompetent, that it was hell of a job manoeuvring Olive, as well as myself, through the traffic. It was quite thrilling cycling along barricaded roads. Such charming military police asking for your identity cards. The tank corps have been very busy on the railway bridge here, stringing it up with barbed wire and laying dynamite beneath it. If there weren't a war on, it would be most exciting. June 1940. We've had 3 air raid alarms in 2 nights, and we've had approximately 8 hours sleep. On Thursday, we all crammed into the shelter about 12:55, remained there for 2.25 hours. We were all in bed by 3:45, but oh, the next day, we could hardly move a limb. The lecturers were tired out and extremely bad-tempered. Anyway, we all hoped that the next night would be better, but no hope. At 11 o'clock, we were dragged out again, with pillows, rugs, etc. We settled down as comfortably as possible on the narrow, long seats. There were so many of us that we had to lay on top of one another. Already tired out by yesterday's lack of sleep, we tried our best to snatch a few winks, but it was almost useless. At 11:45, we were again trooping back to bed. No sooner had we begun to fall asleep than the blasted alarm went again at 1:40. This time we hardly knew how to drag our feet along, we were so exhausted. Everyone was marvellously calm, and during the time in there we had chocolate biscuits passed round. Unfortunately, they have not provided any ventilation, and the air gets terribly stale and hot. We stayed down there yesterday until 3:20, a favourite time of Hitler's. Well, after that, I had a 2 hours maths exam this morning, and believe it or not, we nearly fell asleep over it. We are quite resigned to the fact that they will be over again tonight. God knows how long we can go on like this. 5th of July, 1940. I thought Mr. Churchill's speech really wonderful. If only people would listen to him and believe him instead of that oily voice from Germany. Mother and I are going over into the park to watch the local defence volunteers. They certainly looked exceedingly smart and very military the other day. They practiced ambushing and retreating round and round the viaduct, just like schoolboys, and they thoroughly enjoy themselves too, dodging from tree to bush, etc. Southgate is, or should be, feeling very proud of its LDV. My, are they smart! And considering how very much older they are than the standing army, they are wonderful. Mother and I go over every Thursday and Friday to Arnos Park to watch them. They still haven't rifles or uniforms, but were given armlets last night. I didn't realise that the LDV were the first line of defence. It doesn't seem right somehow that the old soldiers should have most of the responsibility once again. But they are a credit to the nation and to the army training of the last war. 22nd of August, 1940. Father has got his rifle at last, but it is most frightfully heavy. A USA 1917 model. Actually, he says 2 pounds heavier than the ordinary service rifle. Anyway, he has taught me how to use it, the movements, etc. And by Jove, am I stiff this morning. I was getting on beautifully, lying on the floor with it, until Mother started tickling my legs.